Hello, everybody. Welcome to Radio Labyrinth. This is Season 7, Episode 35. 35. Yes, 35. I wish I was 35 again instead of being 51. But, you know, that's the way it goes.
35 was pretty good.
Not for me. 2005, 2006, pretty shitty. Kept getting...
I'm not talking about you.
Oh, well, for you, yes. It's all about me, you know? What about you?
I do know.
You deserve to be fired, though, for every one of those times.
I didn't record people in the bathroom.
It's the story of your life. Guilty by association.
That's right.
It was your idea to have that porn star on and have her talking dirty over the commercials.
I wasn't on air then. That wasn't my idea.
Okay.
Nope, had nothing. I was sitting in my office listening to the car dealer commercial and hearing all the nasty swear words come over, and then somebody ran into my office. But we're not talking about that. This is Radio Labyrinth. We're talking about things that happened 20 years ago.
We rehash our employment traumas because Labor Day weekend is upon us.
I know, Labor Day weekend. This is Labor Day weekend, and all the things that we used to do are no longer, available to us. It was such a tradition for most of our young lives, all of our young lives, and then partially through our adult lives, that every Labor Day weekend we saw Jerry Lewis and the MDA telethon. And Jeff and I, of course, we've talked about this before. Jeff and I would volunteer and answer the phones. First, we'd spend the weekend collecting money, and then we would go and answer phones, which was just a license for us to eat all the Dunkin' Donuts that they brought. They had a soda machine. Yeah, they had Pudgies, Dunkin' Donuts. They had a Pepsi machine in the newsroom at WENY in Elmira, New York. And we would goof off, and Jeff would make prank phone calls and call people and give goofy names. And it was a lot of fun. There's the GIF that I have, or the video that I have. I can't seem to turn it into a GIF, but I want to, of Jeff making this ridiculous face and me laughing and snickering in the back.
Is Janine Garofalo from Elmira?
I don't think so. I think we would know that. Why do you ask?
Because I was listening to a podcast about Copland recently.
Uh-huh.
And they mentioned her being in it and about how she wasn't really good in it and that she came down from Elmira to do the movie. She's from Elmira.
Oh.
And I thought, surely you guys would know that if she was from Elmira.
Yeah, I've never heard that before. I'll have to look into that.
You're the famous people from Elmira, New York. Jason Butler Harner, who was Agent Petty in Ozark. Maria Patillo, who was in Godzilla. Beth Phoenix, who is a wrestler. Judge Jeanine Pirro, you know who she is from Fox News. Oh. Hal Roach, who made the Little Rascals and Our Gang series, also did with Laurel and Hardy. Let's see, keep going.
Tommy Hilfiger,
yes, definitely. Larry Geller, who was who worked with Jay Sebring, who was murdered by Charles Manson's family.
Oh.
I'm not seeing her on here, though.
Maybe they meant her character in Copland.
Yeah, because Elmira's a prison.
Yeah.
They were talking about her character coming from the prison, Elmira.
Makes more sense.
Elmira's known for the prison, though. It was mentioned on Barney Miller a couple times.
Yeah.
The prison in Elmira.
Well, now it makes sense to me. I will give Bill Simmons doesn't do a lot of good. He doesn't do a lot of good impressions. They're whatever. Mm-hmm. But his impression of Robert De Niro going, "You blew it.
You blew it.
You deaf idiot.
You blew it." That's a good movie. I think that who was nominated? Stallone was nominated for an Oscar for that film. That was supposed to be his Oscar, acting Oscar film, and he didn't get it, of course.
Right. But, I mean, it was I was not used to seeing him in a role like that.
No.
It was a good movie.
Or that big. He gained, like, 70 pounds or something for that role.
Yeah.
And that, I mean, the whole reason they were talking about it is because it was right after Leota passed away, and they were saying that they felt like his character, Figsy, was right up there with Henry Hill. As far as like his best performances he ever gave.
It's unfortunate that he didn't get that Oscar though. It's one of those things where somebody won and I was pissed off at the winner, but I don't remember who he lost to. What, you guys?
Wasn't it Jeremy Irons from like Reversal of Fortune or something?
No, Reversal of Fortune came out I think in 1990. So
Copland was what, 97?
Yeah, 97.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Leota and Goodfellas.
Oh, no. I didn't know he was. I know that. Oh, you know who won? Peter Fonda. No, he did not win for that. God damn it.
For Yuli's Gold.
Yuli's Gold was a good movie. It was boring, but it was good.
Yeah.
So I put that with what I always get that confused with Lorenzo's Oil.
Well, one is about beekeeping and the other one's about keeping a kid alive.
Yeah.
See how you get those two. Maybe the
it's gets just the by title. Both of the titles were not like, oh God, we're gonna watch Yuli's Gold tonight.
Maybe he didn't even get nominated. I don't think he got nominated.
Who, Stallone?
Well, I don't think he did, because I'm looking at Best Supporting Actor and it was Robin Williams for Good Will Hunting, Burt Reynolds for Boogie Nights, Greg Kinnear As Good As It Gets, Anthony Hopkins for Amistad, and Robert Forster for Jackie Brown, who should have probably won. But that's neither here nor there.
And who won, though?
Robin Williams, of course, won.
Oh, for Good Will Hunting.
Mm-hmm.
He was really good in that.
He was.
Yeah.
I love Louis C.K. making fun of that in his most recent special that you can buy on his website.
Yeah.
Matt Damon, he's like the best thing. Hey, gather around. And he asks the guy, do you like apples? Yeah, if you haven't seen that special, watch it. It's called I'm Sorry. So Labor Day weekend, of course, in Atlanta this weekend, you got all sorts of stuff going on. Jeff will be downtown for Black Gay Pride. Dustin will be going to Dragon Con, and Steph and I are going to the Chick-fil-A kickoff game to watch. No, we're not doing any of that.
No. I'll be at the White Oak. You'll getting be hammered on peach schnapps.
What's White Oak? What's the White Oak?
It's a gastropub, I guess.
Is it the place we used to go up on the balcony and watch the parade?
No, that was a Mexican restaurant. It's closed now. I don't know what's in there now.
Goddamn pandemic. The best parade experience I've ever had was when Sean Hall reserved a seat for us, and I got to sit with him and his wife and family and watch the parade go by. That was pretty cool.
Yeah.
That was very nice.
Yeah.
I think that was the last one.
Yeah, maybe the last one before the pandemic.
Yeah,
it might have been 2019. It was definitely 2018 or 2019. Maybe even before that, everything just kind of is a blur.
Would you say that you love a parade?
I do love a parade. I haven't been to one in a long time. When's the last time I went to a parade? Been a minute, as the kids like to say. It's been a minute.
I used to take care of a mentally challenged man who loved parades.
Yeah.
He would freaking blow his load over a parade. That he would start pretending like he was playing a trombone.
Oh, okay.
And he would just stomp all around the house like he was playing this trombone while the parade was going on, and cool. We all had to kind of like get behind him and pretend like we were blowing whistles and doing the whole thing.
76 trombones led the big parade. Oh, if it were only 20 years ago. But it isn't. It's 2022 and you have to watch your P's and Q's, right?
I feel like people are, they're rejecting taking away the R word. I've been hearing the R word a lot lately.
Where have you been hearing
it? A lot.
Where? Church?
Podcasts. Various podcasts. They've just been like, you know what? We're saying it. And they're just saying it.
Mm-hmm. I think about that sometimes. And when you talk about that word, you go back to when we were young.
That's retarded.
Dustin Hoffman, Rayman, look retarded, act retarded. Not retarded.
Retard.
They're retarded.
Yeah. It's retarded. I'm retarded.
Count two picks, cheat of cards. Autistic. Show. Not retarded.
No one used that word in a derogatory way to people who were mentally challenged. We just used it with people who weren't and acted stupid. And a lot of words like that. we used, and but we never meant them in a mean way to people. Because I remember when we picked on kids, but usually it was more had to do with their economic status. And I was poor, and so if I was picking on somebody, you knew they were really poor.
They were wearing like a feed sack to school.
Yeah, they bought their shoes at the grocery store or the drugstore. That's which I would have had to do. My mom would have bought me shoes at the
your mom bought you that nice burlap sack to wear.
She did, and she gave me a rope to tie around it.
Let me tell you something right now. There's no feeling in the world when you're a poor white kid going to a predominantly black school and your tennis shoes are from Kmart.
You made of plastic, right? It was like faux leather.
Mine were called, they were called Slicks. I don't know if anybody ever had Slicks, but S-L-I-X. Uh-huh. And I remember this kid, we were in a, like a something in the main room. They were getting ready to tell us some crap and then we're all gathered up and this kid Frederick Sparks goes, Slicks, the fuck are those?
Wait, were they tracks or slicks?
Slicks. And he was like, did your mama get those at Kresge's? And I was like, no, shut up, leave me alone.
Oh my god,
you were the original what are those?
What are those?
Yes, it was so bad. I mean, because out, you know, all the kids, we all lived in like shitty, we all lived in a shitty neighborhood and crappy houses and whatnot, but somehow these kids still had Adidas. You know, like I really feel like they would have just had nothing to eat as long as they had a good shoe. And don't be caught. If you were seen at Kmart, you really should just jump off a bridge.
Attention Kmart shoppers, blue light special, aisle 13.
Do you know a little secret, right?
Yeah.
Kmart sucks.
We didn't have Kmart in our town. We had Ames.
Yeah.
Ames. They're out of business. You know what? I think Kmart bought them.
I remember Ames. They had Ames in West Virginia.
Or as we said around where we grew up, Ames's. You just want to go down to Ames's? Ames's. No, I want to go to Ames. I don't know where Ames's is.
It's right next to the Walmarts.
Yeah. Well, Walmarts came in and took Ames's out of business. I remember one time it was 1988. I was going Christmas shopping in Ames's, and you know I was in college, so I just started getting high. And my mom worked there part time, so I didn't know she was working that day. And I was stoned, and I'm walking around Ames talking to her, and I walked into a big pole, hit my head, ouch! I don't know if she knew what was wrong with me, but she did laugh, so that was good. Oh, my son's in pain. How funny!
Did you guys have a Big Lots?
No, we didn't have a Big Lots, but I discovered Big Lots sometime in the early to mid 90s, and I liked that place.
And my friend worked there, and she had a customer come in one day, and he was trying on jeans, like trying them on in the Big Lots, and there was a mouse in the pocket.
Nice.
He started screaming.
A mouse in the pocket of jeans at Big Lots.
The jeans. Yeah.
Must have had
put that
kids
mouse in there to try and get those jeans for free,
right? Yeah, like the like the McKenzie Bridge brothers.
Yeah. Is that a mouse in your pocket? Just have you seen it?
We used to do stuff like that. I think I've told this story ad nauseum on this show, but going to the mall and eating chicken wings at the food court, and then taking the bones into like JCPenney or Sears and putting them in the pockets of the jeans.
So gross.
Yeah, I know.
Doing it for a discount, that would be different.
Oh, we were doing it to traumatize people trying on the jeans.
Did you make like some sort of a Carcosa, like from True Detective season 1?
Yes. I did.
Put it on top of the display rack.
Yep. That's where the guy who made Blair Witch tried on pants and he went out. So let's see. No Jerry Lewis for us this weekend. Of course, he's long gone, and I don't think they do that anymore. I'm pretty sure they don't.
They pretty much stopped the telethon after they fired him, didn't they? Or did they ran it like 2 or 3 more years?
Yeah, but no one was a draw.
Yeah, you know? And they had a hard time making any money.
Right.
Do they do telethons? I remember the Lou Rawls telethon. I remember that one.
What was that for? The Easter Seals?
Yes, I think so. Yeah.
You'll never find telethon like mine. Raise money.
Oh, voice like Velvet Honey.
Oh, hell yeah. Lou Rawls was awesome.
Put him and Mel Torme together.
Mel Torme? What a voice on that fella.
That was the Velvet Fog.
The Velvet Fog indeed. My old landlord in Shippensburg, Pennsylvania would get drunk and put him on. Sing, I could hear up in the, it was a boarding house, and I could hear him screaming at the top of his lungs. Like everybody else that lived there would go home for the weekend, and I was stuck. I had to hear him down there. Blah, 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 blah.
As of 2012, no national telethons currently exist.
Wow. Well, I guess because of GoFundMe and stuff like that.
Yeah.
You don't need to. Anybody can beg for money now.
They still do like concerts and shit now.
Yeah. Yeah, but that was a different time. I mean, it was a giant variety show that Jerry put on. And then he'd go to the local people and it would suck.
Yeah.
Maybe it's just because nobody has landlines anymore.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. When nobody sits in front of a television at the mercy of the maximum of four channels anymore.
I do.
Now you can just text 5555 or whatever to... You know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and then it'll make a donation for you automatically. You don't have to sit there and watch Ed McMahon drunk at 3 o'clock in the morning.
He wasn't drunk.
I'd kill for that now. Wouldn't you kill to see him?
It's the MDA telethon with Jerry Lewis. God dang it all.
Oh, that clip you guys used to play on Railer Guys of Mickey Rooney.
8, 5, 2, 2. Kid is crippled with muscular dystrophy.
He was the biggest star in the world.
All right, let's do some plugs. Portal Pinball, Saturday, September 24th, 5 to 7 p.m. We would love to see you out there. 3335 Cobb Parkway Northwest, Suite 800. I don't think you need the suite, but there you go. Ackworth, Georgia, 30101. You could go to portalpinball.com. Come celebrate Steph, Ira, and Jeff's birthdays and play some pinball. No wizards allowed.
Me and Ira got a joust duel pending.
Ooh.
Do they have old school video games? Yeah. Nice.
I'm going to play some Centipede.
I'm going to play some, Gyrus was the game I liked.
Gyrus?
Gorf. Nobody has Gorf.
No, Gorf was awesome. Gorf was Gorf on golf. Popcast is on hiatus until the 17th at least, so you don't have to worry about that. Go Dogs. Georgia football back, so we got to find a time slot for me. But since it's Labor Day weekend, I'm guessing no one has, well, everybody has something planned. But if you have nothing to do over the long weekend, you can drag out an old VHS tape, a DVD or a Blu-ray, or maybe log into one of the 10,000 streaming services that are available and sit back, relax, watch an old movie, a favorite, maybe one you've never seen that everybody told you all your life you should watch. And you're like, no, I'm not going to watch that because too many people tell me that it's great. I'm sick of hearing about it. You could secretly watch it. Since I hate the modern era, I had planned on watching all those old clips of Jerry Lewis doing the telethon, you know, like the one where he gets Jerry and Dean back together. Frank Sinatra comes out on stage and then he brings Dean Martin on and they have the whole reunion and Jerry pretends like he doesn't hate Dean. And then you could listen to Mike Elliott and Bud Latour sing Rock Me Jerry Lewis. But I'm going to find a movie that I like instead to watch. So from IMDb, here's a list of films that are described as being the best movies to watch on or around Labor Day weekend. And I'm not going to read all of them because Dustin said there's like 7,000.
They're all workplace.
Yeah.
They're all movies that take place in the workplace.
Right. And so we'll talk about a couple and you guys jump in. I'll start. Of course, the classic one that we all love, the Gen X, Citizen Kane, Office Space.
Yeah. So quotable.
Yes. And it's Mike Judge. I believe it's his first film. Or no, his first film was Beavis and Butthead Do America. But this is his first, real people.
Live action movie.
Yeah. Ron Livingston. Jennifer Aniston, who was great in it. Stephen Root.
She didn't have enough flair.
She did not have enough flair, which is, yeah, she should have done something about
it. It's right here. Here's my fucking flair.
And this is me, expressing myself, okay?
Get a room, you two.
I hate that guy.
Steven Root is, what was that character's name?
Milton.
Yeah. I was told that I could listen to the radio at a reasonable volume if she could listen to her.
I was told that I could listen to the radio at a reasonable volume from 9 to 8.
Speakers while she's filing and collating. Gary Cole.
Hello, Peter. What's happening?
Happening?
Hi, Peter. What's happening?
I've had a Gary Cole boss for, God, 15, 16 years.
Really?
I had Gary Cole. Oh, yeah.
I've had managers like that, but never had a full boss like him.
She was a Mary Cole.
Oh, God.
Mm-hmm. Same thing. Coffee cup. Mm-hmm. Fucking same shit.
I'm going to go ahead and need you to come in on Saturday. Mm-hmm.
It's not like a half day or anything.
I love that voicemail. Yeah.
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 Yeah. All of me just keeps clicking it.
Yeah. Hi. It's Bill Lum. Yeah. It's. Yeah. Hi. It's Bill Lum. Yeah. It's me again.
David Herman, who people knew originally from Mad TV, but he was great in it. I don't want to go to a pump me in the ass prison.
No, no, no. We're going to federal pound me in the ass prison.
Diedrich Bader, who played his funny neighbor.
Watch a cornhole, man.
I'll tell you what I'd do. Two chicks at the same time.
What would you do if you had $1 million?
I'll tell you what I'd do, man. Two chicks at the same time, man. Chicks dig dudes with money.
Well, not all chicks.
What type of chicks that double up on a dude like me do?
Girls that double down on me do. So Office Space, great film. I'm sure everyone that's listening has seen that movie, but that is it's a comfort movie, like comfort food. It's the comfort food season. Everybody get ready for the pumpkin spice. By the way, I went to Starbucks today to get some coffee and I saw that they're the pumpkin scone, the one that I live for every year. I saw it and I said, no, I decided not to.
You're a basic bitch. Yeah.
Hey, it's the only pumpkin thing I like in the fall season. Like, I got pumpkin spice Rolaids because I've had heartburn.
You don't like a pumpkin roll? Like, you know how like somebody's auntie will make a nice pumpkin roll?
Yeah, but you can eat that any time of year. Like things that are only in around this time of year. You know, Starbucks has a warehouse of them because they don't go bad for like 30 years. And they're just having a lot. Next on our list is the David Mamet play turned movie directed by James Foley called Glengarry Glen Ross, which is pervasive in pop culture, stars Al Pacino as Ricky Roma, Jack Lemmon, who's he? He's the inspiration for Gil on The Simpsons, Alan Arkin is in it, Alec Baldwin, Ed Harris, Kevin Spacey, who's canceled, can't talk about it, you know, Jonathan Pryce, who's the Pope. You know who I'm talking about, that actor.
Oh, yeah.
Bruce Altman. Those are probably the biggest people in the film. But a lot of memorable quotes from that. Put that coffee down.
Coffee's for closers.
Put that coffee down. Coffee's for closers only.
It's Richard Roma.
When I sold cars at CarMax, the guy who ran the operations room, he was an ex-Marine. Mm-hmm. And he was like that.
He was stingy with the new leads.
Well, if you didn't sell the warranty, you could sell the car, but if you didn't sell the warranty, be like, what the fuck are you even doing here? What are we even doing here?
You're going to need that true coat.
So I got 9 test drives one day on a rainy day and no sale, right? So in the meeting in the next morning, he calls me out and everybody's like, oh, yeah, she got 9 test drives in the rain, blah, blah, blah. And he goes, and not one fucking sale. And I was like, okay, why'd you bring it up?
I've only seen that movie once, Glengarry Glen Ross.
Oh, that's so rewatchable.
Yeah, I've seen a bunch.
That might be my my comfort viewing over the weekend.
Do it. You will not be sorry.
Double feature with that and 12 Angry Men. The one they made around the same time. Yeah. Really good.
Or the original with Jack Klugman.
And the sketch that Amy Schumer did for her show, because that is, honest to God, it's the funniest thing I've, one of the funniest things I've ever seen in my life.
Angry Men sketch, yeah.
Yeah, where they're all just fighting over whether or not she's ugly or not. Oh, then, God, it's so fucking funny.
The Alec Baldwin, Elf, Glengarry Glen Ross sketch from Saturday Night Live.
That is funny as shit.
Yeah.
No, I've never seen that.
Santa's Workshop.
Yeah. Oh, God.
That was when SNL was still funny. Did you guys hear what Rob Schneider said this week?
He said he's dead
since Kate McKinnon.
He knew it was dead when she played that that song. Hallelujah. Trump one, yeah. He's like, I sat there and I waited for the joke, waited and waited and waited, and that's when I knew.
He's entitled to his opinion.
He is. And I like the fact that they did two episodes with him on Fly on the Wall, because he's such a integral part of that era of SNL. Let's see. Okay, here's a movie that's the second sequel's coming out. This month, right? Clerks 3 comes out, but the original Clerks is on this list, starring Brian O'Halloran, Jeff Anderson, Marilyn Gigliotti. Is that how you say it?
Yeah, Gigliotti.
Lisa Spoonhour, Jason Mewes, Kevin Smith, Scott Mosier, all Jeff's friends. Out of that cast, I've met three of them. I met Kevin. Marilyn, Jeff and I met Marilyn and Brian at a convention a bunch of years ago.
Yeah, I'd like to see them come to Dragon Con sometime. But
yeah, I wonder why they never have.
I'm sure they applied. Dragon Con's just stingy with the people that they let come.
And really? They're in the middle of touring Clerks 3 on a road show. So
yeah,
conflicted.
I thought Brian O'Halloran would be a bigger star because of that movie.
Yeah, me too. Honestly, did you see Vulgar that he did afterwards?
Yeah.
That kind of may have tanked him.
No, I've never seen that.
It's very disturbing kind of film. Yeah, it's got clowns and sexual molestation.
It's the second best alcoholic clown movie.
They're really terrible actors, though, guys. I mean, come on.
Well, yeah, they weren't actors.
Yeah,
Brian
O'Halloran was the only one that had any acting experience before that, and his was all local, like
community theater.
Yeah, community theater stuff.
Yeah, so, I didn't expect them to do anything else.
No. Well, I did. I was like, well, I like these guys.
Well, they literally did, none of them, maybe even Kevin, didn't expect them to do anything else either.
Let's go back to 1980 for the next one. And I'll tell you, this is one of my favorite movies of all time, at least as far as comedies go. 9 to 5.
Oh, yeah.
Great soundtrack. Well written. It's very funny. You have Jane Fonda, Lily Tomlin, Dolly Parton, Dabney Coleman, Sterling Hayden, who you remember Sterling Hayden, right? He gets shot in the throat in The Godfather and in the forehead. And also he's the nutty general in Dr. Strangelove. Elizabeth Wilson is Roz. Holy merd. Marion Mercer, who was Dabney Coleman's wife. She was out of town. But you remember Marion Mercer? She was on It's a Living. Remember that?
Yeah. It's a Living. Yeah, where they're all waitresses at that fancy restaurant.
Yep. Peggy Pope, who was the alcoholic. She was a character actor back then, but she was the alcoholic who got cleaned up. They helped her with it from work.
Oh, yeah.
And then Earl Bowen, who he played Perkins. He's one of those guys that was really understated in Hollywood. He was that guy for sure. But you guys would know him from The Terminator and Terminator 2 with Dr. Silberman. But an overall fun movie where they thought they killed their boss and they didn't kill him. And they ended up keeping him at home and just taking over their office and making everything better. Very... I don't want to say socialistic because they still wanted to make money, but all the things
feminist that, though.
Yeah, definitely feminist, but not like I'm going to kick you in the balls feminist. It was just like, hey, let's have some equity here and some equality and let's make it funny. And you know, what would be wrong with having a daycare center? And then Dabney Coleman comes back to work and he finds out everything. He's like, we got to get rid of this. We got to get rid of this. And then Sterling Hayden shows up and goes, no, we're keeping all of this. Yeah. Great job.
So, yeah. They did a really good job of representing different types of women, too.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. They thought that Dolly Parton was banging him. And
Yeah. It holds up. I watched it a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. And it was the first time I'd seen it in probably 20 years. I remember it being very feminist based. So I thought it would kind of be heavy handed with it, but then I had to remember back then they weren't heavy handed.
There was no Me Too movement back then.
It was all. I mean, it still works. It still plays perfect.
I saw that at the movies with my mom. I think my mom took me to see it. And
same here.
There's so many references I did not get or understand.
Right. I got a gun out there in my purse, and I'll turn you from a rooster to a hen in one shot. My mom liked all those people, so.
Yeah, mine too. Oh, my God. You know, you'd say it was Dolly Parton was in a movie. Same thing with Rhinestone. Saw that one at the movies.
Yeah, that was disappointing. Rhinestone. Yeah. I'll never be able to.
Didn't see Best Little Whorehouse in Texas at the movies, though.
That also stunk.
That was horrible.
Like, Burt Reynolds did a bunch of great movies, and then for about 10 years, everything he was in was just box office poison.
He was drunk on his own stardom.
Yeah. Sharky's Machine.
Sharky's Machine was better, was one of the better ones out of the whole thing.
That's
the
one where he jumps out of the Omni.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And he's like shooting all the way down.
Stroker Ace
was good.
No, it's not. It's not a good movie.
No, it was then. Hooper
is a good movie.
Yeah, Hooper's awesome.
Because it had Roscoe P. Coltrane. Well, Gator was a 70s movie.
Yeah.
That's Hooper when he was. That
was, he Gator was does not problem. Hold up. Have you tried to watch Gator recently? No, my God, is it bad? It's so terrible.
I was talking with somebody the other day, said they just watched it.
I know. I tried to watch it like last year or something. And I think I got 10 minutes in. I said, I can't do this. I can't.
Not enough raping in it.
There's not enough banjo picking. There's just not enough. There's just too much swamp.
This ain't as good as his other one.
This ain't as good as the one where he kills the hillbilly rapists.
I kept waiting for Adam Sandler to pop up.
The next movie on the list that I'm going to talk about is more of a Christmas movie for me, but of course it is an Office Place movie, Trading Places. Eddie Murphy, Dan Aykroyd, Ralph Bellamy, Don Ameche, Denholm Elliott. I don't know why she's listed so far down on the list and not even a member of the top cast, but of course Jamie Lee Curtis and her boobs.
That's what I was gonna say, her boobs probably got higher billing than she did.
Yeah, I was gonna say those are the best three characters in the whole movie.
Yes. Very funny movie. We don't have to
can't believe they're remaking it though. That's gonna suck.
They did a musical. Who's remaking it?
I don't know which studio it is, but it's a whole other cast. It'll probably be a gender flip, race flip.
Completely unnecessary.
Yeah.
Non-binary train wreck.
There's no Colton in here. You've made a mistake. This is your house, sir. And I do work for you. I shall make the necessary arrangements. Who's doing Coleman?
Who's going to be those two old guys? They don't exist anymore. People like them don't exist anymore in popular culture. So it's like... No. How are they going to, who's going to be the big bad person?
Beekman. Who's going to do Beekman?
That should be a woman.
I mean, yeah, there's plenty. Oh, Jane, I think Jane, what's her face? She could do that.
Or
Jane Lynch.
Yeah, Jane Lynch. She could be that.
Get out of here. I'll rip out your eyes and piss on your brain.
You got it.
Instead of Jamie Lee Curtis, it's going to be somebody with a huge cock playing that role.
Pete Davidson.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Davidson unflopping his big weenie. next on the list is a film that I don't particularly think is very good, but it is fun. The Firm, directed by Sidney Pollack. It's a John Grisham novel.
It's a much better book than it is a movie.
Yes, I will agree with you there.
That's a guilty pleasure movie, wouldn't
you
say?
It is a guilty pleasure movie. Tom Cruise, Jeannie Triplehorn, Gene Hackman, Al Holbrook.
Hackman's great in that. So is Brimley.
Yeah. Oh, Wilford Brimley gets the shit beat out of him. That's the best part.
You can always watch it just for that. Just watch Brimley get his shit kicked out of him.
Our good friend Gary Busey's in that movie. Holly Hunter, Ed Harris, Tobin Bell. Play a game. a lot of great people in that movie. It is what it is. Sidney Pollack was a good director, by the way. I like it. Speaking of Sidney Pollack, the next film on the list, also directed by Sidney Pollack, and one of my favorites of all time, Tootsie, which is sort of, well, it's a working film. His office is a television studio where they're making a soap opera. And I believe Jessica Lange won an Oscar for that film. Another movie with Dabney Coleman. You couldn't have a good movie in the 80s without Dabney Coleman.
Cloak and Dagger.
Cloak and Dagger for real. Dustin Hoffman, Jessica Lange, Terry Garr, fantastic as the neurotic actress chick. I mean, she was perfect. Dabney Coleman again, Ron Carlyle, the director who did not like Michael Dorsey's character, Dorothy. Charles Durning, who played Jessica Lange's father, who fell in love with Dustin Hoffman's character. Bill Murray, super in this movie, is just, you know.
He's the roommate, right?
Yeah, getting into a weird area here. Gina Davis, fantastic. George Gaines as John Van Horn. Unky. I've seen that movie probably 1,000 times because my dad and stepmom had it on the laser disc or video disc, so I would watch it every weekend. Either that or Rocky III.
Could you ever have, though, I mean, honestly, could you ever in a million years have believed that Dustin Hoffman was a woman?
No.
In a million years.
No, that scene, Sidney Pollack plays his agent, and they go to the Russian tea room, and he walks up on him, and he fools him. But, I mean, the line says it. The line says it best when Rita Marshall, who's an actress, the actress playing Rita Marshall is Doris Bellick. And she goes, how far back do you think we should go? And the cameraman goes, how about Cleveland?
I'd like to make her look a little more attractive. How far can you pull back?
How do you feel about Cleveland?
Knock it off.
Really awesome. Let's go to the 2000s in the next one. This is an underrated but very funny comedy, I think, from 2005. Jeff turned me on to this movie. I didn't watch it until he brought it up to me, but it stars Ryan Reynolds, Anna Faris, and it's called Waiting. And it's a fun movie.
Yeah.
That's why I don't ever send food back in a restaurant. Ever. Ever. Or order food 30 minutes before they close. Ever.
It has Steph's favorite person on earth, David Koechner.
0 hour is upon us. Let us seize the day!
Yeah, carpe these nuts. God, I can't wait to quit this job.
He's good in that.
Dane Cook, he was good in that.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was.
I don't like that Dane Cook got all that hate.
No.
He was funny.
Ugly Mexican guy.
Yeah, he Gomez. The goat. From the new Wednesday.
Like Gomez Adams.
Yeah.
Ugly Mexican. That's not nice.
That's what he's been known as for years. Everybody calls him Ugly Mexican Guy. Everybody calls him that.
Okay, don't just fucking pull down your pants and say, look at my dick.
Just go type in Ugly Mexican Guy right now into your Google and see what comes up.
Ugly Mexican Guy.
Tim's getting canceled right now as we speak.
Stock photos. 54 ugly Mexican people. That's not very nice. I'm not. That's not cool.
What was it? Andy Milonakis? He was in that too.
Oh yeah,
little stoner guy hung out in the freezer doing all the whippets.
I used to think he was Jimmy Kimmel's son.
Makes you think I'll cut you.
I did too. I thought, didn't they like just perpetuate that because he was on the man show or whatever?
Well, I didn't know that he wasn't his son, and so one time on the regular guy show, I said, "Yeah, and Jimmy Kimmel's fat son," and Jimmy found out about it and called Larry, and then Larry blamed it on Eric, so he called Eric.
Oh, no.
Nice.
And I was like, I was talking about Andy Milonakis. I don't know what Jimmy Kimmel's kids look like. Next on the list from the 80s, and boy, is this an 80s movie, and you can tell just by looking at the cast. Working Girl with Melanie Griffith, Harrison Ford, Sigourney Weaver, Alec Baldwin, Joan Cusack. You're talking super, super 80 movie. Nora Dunn, Oliver Platt, Kevin Spacey. Wow, what a cast.
Boring movie.
Yeah, it isn't that great. But who does
Trask? Everything's in her saying that Trask.
Yeah.
Company.
Wow. Yeah, I'll bang you.
You're smart enough to type.
Yeah. That's all I don't have it. So Devlin McGregor could give you Provasic. That's my go to. What else do we have in here? I think that's it for films. There's a couple just for honorable mention, I guess. Waitress with...
Carrie
Russell.
Yeah, Carrie Russell. Tapeheads for some reason with John Cusack and Tim Robbins.
That's an odd movie.
Yeah. There's some TV shows on this list too. Both versions of The Office, the English one and the American one. Outsourced, Dirty Jobs, Herman's Head.
That was a good show.
Yeah. That was a good office place comedy.
Yeah, I didn't watch it. I think Cheers would be should be on there. That's a workplace. But that's our best Labor Day movies and television shows to watch over the long weekend. So if you watch one of them, let us know on our Facebook or our Twitter page or on Instagram where no one will see it.
Heard the latest news on the radio.
News. And now for the latest news.
Let's see. We have a game tonight. Steph's going to play that in a little bit. But before that, just a couple things of note. Pennyworth is coming back for season 3. It'll be on HBO Max. Are all the other episodes on HBO Max?
Yeah.
All right, because I need to get caught up on that show. They're time jumping to the 1970s. So that should be pretty cool. You still watch that, Steph? I know you loved it.
Still do, kind of. I did not finish season 2 yet.
Okay.
Like I'll dip back in and kind of whatever. I think I told you guys I've gotten into, since somebody in the Radio Shack, I don't know who it was, the genius who told me to put these subtitles on Peaky Blinders, mm-hmm. I can finally understand it. So now I'm just all in this Peaky Blinders world right now.
Okay. You put your little razor blade in your cap?
Oh yeah.
Hell yeah.
I'll blind your ass. I'll cut your eyeballs out with that razor blade.
Well, when is that?
Blinders.
When does that come out, Pennyworth season 3?
I don't know if they said when it's coming back. I imagine that in the fall.
All right.
They're supposed to be changing the name too, or adding to the name. It's going to be something Pennyworth instead of just Pennyworth.
Pennyworth and Wayne.
So, yes, it's something that incorporates, because it's supposed to be bringing in a young Batman.
I would love to see 70s Batman. We've seen Batman in all those different eras and mm-hmm. all that gothic shit.
Mm-hmm.
That Tim Burton created. Well, he didn't really create it, and he appropriated Frank Miller, but he did create that cinema universe that's so cool that everyone's copy. That was all Tim Burton. So,
be like a hippie.
Batman's parents were just kind of getting together at the end of season 2. So, if there's a what is it, 10-20 year time jump or whatever to the 70s,
yeah,
there could be a young Batman,
driving around in a big old Buick Regal Batmobile. That'd be awesome.
That dude that plays Pennyworth, I thought he would probably been a good choice for James Bond, since they were wanting somebody younger and whatever. But then I think he's gay, and I don't think they're going to let that happen.
Why not?
Just, you know how it
is. You can pretend to not be. You could pretend to be, you know.
I agree, but I doubt that they'll let him do it.
They could make Bond gay.
Yeah.
No one's saying they can't.
You're trying to get the Capitol overthrown again, aren't you?
What Capitol?
What are you talking about, Bond. Mr. Itch. Money Penny?
Shaken, not stirred. Oh yeah, Paul Lind is gonna
Paul Lind. It's James Bond.
Hey, shaken, not stirred. Oh God,
Money Penny.
Yeah. Oh, Money Penny. Tom Segura has two new Netflix stand-up specials coming out. That'll be great, because he's funny as shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's the Netflix golden boy.
Yeah, Netflix just backed the Brinks truck to his house, I think.
He's the logical heir to Louis C.K., because I doubt you they'll never going to do that again.
No. Probably going to be this generation's comedian if he keeps up.
Well, he's less strokey in front of other comedians than Louis C.K. was. That was his downfall, of course. But Louis C.K. is still funny, and he has been doing the media rounds lately. So
he's been on everybody's podcast.
Right. Yeah. Tim Dillon have him on? I don't know that he would do that. He probably didn't know him.
I think he's going to have him on.
Really?
I would imagine that he's going to be on. I mean, he just did that Your Mom's House. He's done...
He did Rogan. Yeah.
He's done some... Done some smaller ones too.
Yeah. He hasn't done ours. Never would.
Well, you ask him, he might. You don't know.
Yeah. He won't do it.
He never talks about this jerking thing.
I did email and ask him after he was on Are You Garbage, but I never heard back.
No, of course not. He doesn't check his email.
He never ever talks about the jerking. He'll just say things like, oh, yeah. And then they took my show off. I don't know why.
Yeah. Yeah. I love that how he compared the pandemic. So you all live like I've been living to the last.
Yeah.
oh, I need my mask. And you reach down and it's covered in pistachios and pennies. I guess this will work. did you guys all watch the Weird Al trailer? The Weird trailer? That looked so good. Completely overlooked, and I don't know if people are talking about it, is Rainn Wilson as Dr. Demento, being like this super cool mentor dude, but like fucking Dr. Demento. I can't wait to watch this.
Patton Oswalt and Aaron Paul already did it, but I still want to watch it.
What do you mean?
That when Aaron Paul played Weird Al, and that was it, like a College Humor sketch or something.
Oh, well, this is based off of it.
And Patton Oswalt was Dr. Demento.
Yeah, but they based it off of this, right?
I don't think so.
I think
I think it's going to be in a similar vein.
Yeah, I don't know what the source material is for this, if it was just an independent script or...
No, I mean, I believe the person who wrote the script was inspired by that.
Oh, okay.
By that short? Yeah. Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
Well, Rainn Wilson actually looks like Dr. Demento. Look. Yeah. Wonder if we could get Dr. Demento on this program. Hmm? I don't know. You'll have to ask Westwood One.
How old is Dr. Demento?
Probably in his 70s.
Yeah.
Really? That's all?
He might be in his 80s. Dr. Demento. I don't even know his real name. Barry Hansen. He's 81 years old.
Still young.
Hey, how do I get an internship? You'll have to call Westwood One. Okay, thanks, Dr. Demento.
Why don't you call him up and ask him again? Now. In your old man voice.
Hello, Dr. Demento. You're the reason I'm in radio and so poorly paid. do you guys watch the Winnie the Pooh Blood and Honey trailer?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to see that. I'm definitely going to watch that movie.
That's going to traumatize some people.
I went into public domain, so you can do whatever you want with Winnie the Pooh.
Mm-hmm.
That's fucked up. They go after Christopher, what's his face, for abandoning
Christopher Robin.
Yeah. Oh, Pooh. Oh.
Who died?
Who died?
Who died?
What's wrong? Who died?
What happened? Who died?
Rest in peace. Who died? Who died? Robert Lupone was 76 years old. His sister is Patty Lupone. Big in the Broadway and doing plays, but probably most famous for playing Dr. Cusimano, who was Tony Soprano's neighbor on The Sopranos. Also referred him to Dr. Melfi, so he was friends with Dr. Melfi. He's not in a lot of episodes, but he is a very popular character. You know, when Tony, there's that short arc where Tony wants to be normal. So he goes out and plays golf with Cusimano and his friends, and all the doctor friends are asking Tony, you know, mafia related questions. So he starts calling Dr. Cusimano, Cus. What do you think, Cus? And all of his friends love it. I don't like that, Tony. But anyway, 76 years old. That's terrible. But he's in the Sopranos world, he's a beloved character. So rest in peace to Robert Lupone and also Mikhail Gorbachev, former leader of the Soviet Union, the last leader of the Soviet Union, 91 years old. He was followed up as the leader of Russia. The president of Russia was Boris Yeltsin after Gorbachev. And remember, he's the one that, you know, instituted glasnost and perestroika, which helped the Soviet Union collapse and led to where we are now, I suppose.
Wasn't he a Naked Gun?
Yeah.
Yes, he was. And he was in Rocky IV.
Well, I knew it.
And he had that, you know, bird shit on his head. Hey, I got to say thank you to Atlanta Pizza and Euro, our longtime sponsor. And thank you to Mike Hall and everyone else at the restaurant. I had a good Zoom call the other night with Mike Hall and Josh Warren and the other folks at Action Show Studios. And we're putting some fun things together. I don't want to spoil it, so I won't spoil it, but there are some fun things coming, hopefully. Stop by the restaurant and grab an ice-cold local craft beer like Wicked Weed's Pernicious IPA, which is in cans, and Dry County's Neon Neon Blackberry and Raspberry Berliner Weisse. That's a sour wheat beer, and that is on tap. If you're a business or corporate client who's looking to Book a food truck for your next private event or catered luncheon, please call Mike Hall at Atlanta Pizza in Euro, 770-483-6228. They are open for dine-in and takeout Monday through Friday from 11 to 9, Saturday from 12 to 9, closed on Sunday. And I also want to thank our friends at LDI. Do you have a commercial or residential construction printing need? Sure, we all do. Well, what are you waiting for? Contact LDI Repro Printing of Athens, in Athens, Georgia, since 2005, with fast turnaround and affordable prices. Call 706-316-9366 or email them at athens@ldiline.com. Jeff, what is that stuff, that construction printing? You're in that kind of business.
Yeah, like blueprints and stuff like that.
Specs and whatnot?
Yeah.
Specs and whatnot.
Yeah, large-scale printing.
Yeah. All right.
Pickle,
cool.
Pickle used to work there.
Yeah.
They worked there together at one time.
The owner, Brett?
Uh-huh. Not at that location.
Well, thank you to Brett, and thank you to them.
You know, this is the cleanest and nicest police I've ever been in my life. Only run and tell me, Summers, that Mr. Ahmed Foley is here to...
No, Axel Foley. Axel.
Ahmed, Achwell.
Axel.
Foley is here to see her. He's an old acquaintance. It's not sexy, it's animal.
No, it's not sexy at all.
I'm Sergeant Taggart, and this is my partner, Detective Rosewood.
Tell Victor that Ramon, the fella he met about a week ago, tell him that Ramon went to the clinic today, and I found out that I have herpes simplex 10. And I think Victor should go check himself out with his physician to make sure everything is fine before things start falling off on the man.
Step it up. Well, this week, I figured we could do one of the greatest comedies of all time. Actually, it's the third highest grossing rated R comedy of all time. The wonderful 1984 Beverly Hills Cop.
Have you seen that footage of the stuntman?
Yeah, that doesn't look like him at all.
Yeah, people are cutting in and like freezing it, freeze framing on the scene where he gets thrown over the table or whatever, and it's a totally different guy. Doesn't look anything like Eddie Murphy.
Oh, he looks like Brian.
Yeah. What do you guys think about the sequel that they just announced that they're making?
Well, they're doing the fourth one, right? I'm sure this one will have a better budget.
Yeah, I mean, why is Joseph Gordon-Levitt, they put him in everything, I swear to God.
Will Billy be in it?
No, nobody else is, or nobody else from the original except
what?
For Eddie. Yep, just no Judge Eddie, Reinhold, yeah. No.
I think Judge Reinhold would be perfect for it.
Ronnie Cox.
Ronnie Cox is still alive.
Yeah.
I wonder why Judge Reinhold won't be in it. Learn it, live it.
I don't know. No Bronson Pinchot.
No, not even him?
No, it doesn't look like it.
That sucks. Why bother seeing it then?
I don't know. We'll see. Maybe it'll be good.
How about Jeff? What's his name? That comedian?
No idea who you're talking about.
Mm-mm.
The show with Helen What's-Her-Ass.
Paul Reiser?
Paul Reiser.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, that's right.
You knew from What's-Her-Ass. Thank you.
Yeah, What's-Her-Ass. Of course.
What's-Her-Ass to begin with.
Yeah. If you would have just said that.
I never watched that show. What was that show called?
If you would have just said Quarterback Princess, I would have known immediately.
Or
Mad About You.
Alien 2.
Mad About You.
Yeah, Mad About You. Okay, Steph, sorry. We're wasting all your time.
Oh, well, no, it's no biggie. No biggie. I'll rush right through it for you. I know you get bored halfway through anyway.
So
I'll
just like, I don't get bored.
You know, yeah, you do.
If you're
always
winning, if you're
at
winning,
question
you
five,
bored.
Tim's always like, how many more are these? How many more are these?
No, because I'm keeping score.
He's trying to figure out if he can win or not. That's why.
No, I am keeping score. All right, Beverly Hills Cop, 1984.
Beverly Hills Cop. All right. So, name. Are you guys ready?
Yes.
All right, as you guys know, I'm gonna give you a question, and then I'm going to give you three answers, and then whoever knows the answer, say your name.
Okay.
All right. Name the two brands of cigarettes that Axel was trying to sell at the beginning of the movie. Were they Marlboro and Newports, Camels and Cools, or Pall Mall and Lucky Strikes?
Tim. Camels and Cools.
No.
Dustin.
Yes.
Pall Mall and Lucky Strike.
You can't get no cleaning in this here. Look here. He's a very popular cigarette with the children.
That's right.
Fuck. You know what threw me off? is because it's Pall Malls what they're selling in Goodfellas.
Well, I got a bonus question anybody can answer. What kind of cigarettes did Axel claim he smoked when the guy balked at his price and told him he could keep them and smoke them himself?
Cools.
No.
Benton Hedges.
No.
Newports.
No. I smoke king size Kents.
That's right.
Kents.
Smoke them yourself in the pocket.
Oh, smoke
like
a strike.
Like an answer.
I smoke king size Kent.
I can't make a price in my pocket.
King size Kents. I don't know anybody that smoked king size.
My dad smoked king size Kents.
They had the micronite filter.
Oh, well, okay then.
Hunk of plastic.
Well, what is the first song from the very popular soundtrack played in the movie? Is it Neutron Dance, The Heat Is On, or Stir It Up?
Def, Neutron Dance.
No.
Tim.
Yes.
The Heat Is On.
That's right.
The H is O.
The H is O.
Yes.
All right. Who composed the Axel F score? Let me say this shit. Smack the hell out of you. Was it Herbie Hancock, Harold Faltermeyer, or Art of Noise?
Tim.
Okay.
Harold Faltermeyer.
That's correct. That is correct. Okay. Beverly Hills Cop was directed by Martin Brest, who did, you know, Sin of a Woman, Meet Joe Black, blah, blah, blah. But what legendary director was supposed to take the helm and did not? Was it Joe Dante, Martin Scorsese, or Robert Zemeckis?
Dustin.
Yes.
Dante.
No.
Tim.
Yes.
Zemeckis.
No. It was Martin Scorsese.
Oh, man. That would have been horrible. Well, it might have been good, but it wouldn't have been funny.
No, it would. No. Well, yeah, no, definitely not. It would not have been the same movie at all.
Been
you have Henry Hill in it.
Yeah.
Okay, so there's no way you can picture any other actor besides Eddie Murphy playing Axel Foley. But what extremely popular actor was originally cast in the role and exited over creative differences? Was it Bruce Willis, Sylvester Stallone, or Mel Gibson?
Tim. Stallone.
That's correct. Because what was his character's name was supposed to be Axel Cobretti? Because Stallone rewrote the script.
Yeah.
And, you know, when they hated it, obviously this is what became Cobra.
Cobra. Yeah. Stupid car. No car.
But interesting thing, though, in Beverly Hills Cop Part 2, you will see him talking on the phone. Axel's on the phone talking, and behind him in the there's a Cobra poster.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, that was pretty. I thought that was pretty funny. And the fact that, you know, Brigitte Nielsen is in Beverly Hills Cop 2.
Yeah.
Anyway, little connections.
That's
what
cool.
is the name of Axel's best friend that gets killed by the great Jonathan Banks? Is it Michael Gambetti, Michael Tandino, Michael Greco?
Death.
Yes.
Tandino.
That's correct. Jeff is on the board. What magazine?
He wasn't solid.
What magazine does Axel claim that he works for when he's trying to secure a room at the fancy hotel in Beverly Hills? Is it Esquire, Rolling Stone, or Jet?
Tim.
Tim was first.
Rolling Stone.
That's correct. Okay, bonus question for anybody. Who does he say he's in town to interview?
Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
You didn't say your name.
Tim. I'm still taking it.
That's correct. It is Michael Jackson. Another bonus. What was he going to name the article?
I know it's funny. I can't remember it. But I can't do it now because there's no loud in here.
Yep. What was the? But you can't remember the name of the article.
No. I was going to call the article Michael Jackson.
I was going to call the article Michael Jackson is sitting on top of the world.
As long as he doesn't do it in the Beverly Hotel because there's no...
And loud in here. Exactly. And what was funny is that they... I believe it wasn't Rolling Stone. It was a different magazine. that did an article with Eddie Murphy on the cover, and they called it Eddie Murphy sitting on top of the world. Who kills Victor Maitland? Is it Axel Foley, Taggart, or Lieutenant Bogomil?
Tim.
Yes.
Lieutenant Bogomil.
That is correct. Or you could have said Axel Foley. It's kind of a trick question because they were both shooting. Mm-hmm. Not really sure who did it, but we'll give you Lieutenant Bogomil. What was the original name of Beverly Hills Cop when the screenplay was optioned by Paramount? Was it Cop 90210, Detective Beverly Hills, or Beverly Drive?
Dustin.
Yes.
Detective Beverly Hills.
No.
Tim.
Yes.
Detective 90210.
No.
Hey,
it was Beverly Drive.
Drive.
Beverly Drive.
Yep, that was what it was originally called. So boring compared to Beverly Hills Cop.
Yeah.
And here's our last one.
All right. All right.
During the attempted robbery at the strip club, you think I'm a nasty girl tonight, living in a fantasy.
Phil.
Well, that was it. Tim, what? I didn't say your name because I was going to say, what name does Axel keep calling one of the robbers? And it was going to be Gil, Bill,
you,
or Phil.
I knew you. I said, that's Phil.
You don't come in no more about that. It's Phil.
So we'll just give it to you, Tim. So I think, Tim, you ran away with this one.
Yeah.
7-1-1. But I stole that last one. I didn't know that was going to be the question.
It doesn't really matter. You were going to kill it. You were winning anyway. It didn't really matter. I mean, are you guys upset about it? You want to take it away from him?
No. It's...
I mean, there's no prize here.
Yeah, he only wins 6-1-1.
Yeah. All right, when are we going to have radios do this?
Oh, put it out, see if they even want to do it. I don't even know if they even care that we're doing this shit.
I got to do... people like it. I got to do...
I like it.
I think so. I got to do Patreon update this weekend, so let me get that done. All right. Okay. Thank you, Steph. That was fun.
Oh, yeah. I'm glad you guys liked
Always fun, even if I don't win, by the way. So.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
How many questions left?
Get out of here. I had to win one of them, and it had to be that movie. I love that movie.
Views.
Or.
Snooze.
Last week was Welcome to Wexham, that Mike Tyson documentary on Hulu, and Chad and JT Go Deep on Netflix. I never got back into that. I did watch the first two Welcome to Wexham, but I like it.
Yeah,
Love it. Can't wait for the next one.
It's Ted Lasso without all the damn positivity.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just so, Tim, you're banned from watching it.
No, I already started it. I've already started.
All right, this week's Views and Snooze,
I was going to say, could you love Rob McElhenney anymore? I didn't know I could love him more.
Yeah. No, I didn't think you could. It would be possible to love him more, but I do.
Yeah, I like the guy that works for him. Yeah. I work for Rob.
Yeah.
But 2 years. I'm a writer, so I have no idea what I'm doing here. But
all right, number one, The Rings of Power on Amazon. September 1st.
Views.
Snooze.
That's a views for me.
I'll try it.
I'm not even going to try it.
I want to see what $1 billion looks like.
Yeah. It's a views for me. Rick and Morty, season 6 starts.
Views.
Yeah. Can't wait for that. Adult Swim.
Snooze.
You don't know what you're missing with it.
You really don't.
Watching Rick and Morty.
I just have never watched it, so.
Yeah, oh, my God. One episode, you'd be hooked, Tom. Yeah. 100%.
Same. My kids have watched it. Kids love it, but, I've never.
It's an insane.
It.
Like it.
It's so smart. It's such a smart show, and some of the episodes, you're going, what the hell? Like, you really got to use your brain.
I love it. So it's views for me. And number 3, this is on Comedy Central. It's a rare Comedy Central original movie called Out of Office. It's written and directed by Paul Lieberstein from The Office. He was Toby on The Office.
Yeah.
And Milana Weintraub, you know her from those AT&T commercials. And Ken Jeong. And it's got Jason Alexander, Leslie Jones, Jay Farrow, Oscar Nunez, Paul F. Tompkins, Chris Gethard, Sherry O'Terry, and Jim Rash in the
cast.
That's
going to be a views for me.
Yeah, it's I'll a views for me.
It's a hell of a cast.
Yeah. It looks like it's going to be pretty funny.
I like all those people.
Yeah.
I do, too. And Paul Lieberstein was great writer for The Office and actor.
Mm-hmm. Toby. I love Toby. Yeah.
Toby is the best.
All right. So can we announce who you're trying to get on the
We haven't set a date yet, or I mean the date's supposed to be for next Thursday, but I haven't got a time yet, so okay. I mean, we can say it. Yeah. If it doesn't happen, it doesn't happen, but we're working on
Roy Wood Jr. Again.
Yeah,
he was a fun interview last time.
I wasn't here for that, so I'm excited. Yeah, to
I want you to
on
be
that
on this one. Good.
I love him, love him, love him.
Got he's, Confess he's Fletch coming out.
Yeah, he's featured big time in the Confess Fletch trailer, so
cool. Who's playing Fletch? Him. Ryan Reynolds?
No, John Hamm.
John Hamm.
Oh, John Hamm. Yeah. No, that'd be fine. He's a funny guy.
He's so funny.
Any stunt casting with Chevy Chase?
I don't know if he'll have a cameo or not. Maybe we can ask him.
I want to see that R.L. Stein, Chevy Chase, Dan Aykroyd movie. You guys going to, any interest in that when that gets made?
Yeah, that looks pretty good.
I would be interested in seeing it, yeah. Just to see those two together.
Yeah.
Yeah, they haven't been together since Spies Like Us.
Oh, how dare you. That's a classic.
Yeah,
a lot classic of good one-liners in that one.
There are, but it's not that great.
Want some comfort? Come here, cup of coffee.
I'm sorry, when they're cheating on the tests.
Yeah, it's all right.
For my money.
Maybe I need to rewatch that. We need to start doing more of that, rewatching a film that none of us have seen in a long time and talking about it. I want to start doing that again.
Sure.
We ought to start doing it on here, watching it, and then putting it on Patreon. That way patrons can watch it.
Yeah, and then give it away for free later.
One of my favorite podcasts in the world is the Rewatchables, where they, you know, they watch movies that are rewatchable and just talk about them.
Yeah.
Oh, well, they're already doing it. Why should we?
Get on that boat.
We can do it. Okay, we're going to have Ira next week or what? Or 2 weeks from now?
A couple weeks. He'll come on, pitch the pinball thing, and we'll talk about Steph It Up will be Better Off Dead.
Yeah, why don't we make the whole episode Better Off Dead?
Yeah,
huh?
Yeah,
let's do a movie breakdown. Yeah. Jeff, can you scare us up somebody from the movie and get him on here? That little French chick, she wrote a book. She does podcasts sometimes.
I'm working on your Dan friend Snyder.
No, we don't need him.
Yeah, that's not actually the other.
Steph, put your feet up.
He's actually been brought back out in the news this week. They're Me Too-ing him all over. They're pulling him out of the closet.
That girl's book came out.
Yeah.
Jeanette McCurdy.
Ricky. David Ogden Steers is dead. We'd never get John Cusack.
No.
You're friends with Curtis Armstrong, aren't you?
Yeah, I've reached out to him before. I could try again.
Try again.
That'd be good.
It would be
try
great.
Try and get us Booger.
That'd be awesome.
Booger. Yeah, it would be great to get Booger. Or even maybe the $2 kid.
Oh, the $2 kid.
That'd be cool.
Yeah. Or even the chick who played the French woman.
Yeah, she'd be great. Or the guy who played the bad guy, the blonde-haired guy.
Yeah.
I know, their mom on the show, she's a acting coach now in L.A. She's like a really big acting coach.
Kim Darby is that actress's name.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. See if we can
get raisins in it. You love raisins.
And to drink Peru.
Peru.
All right. Thanks for the show, guys. Good job. That was a fun game, Steph. I'm glad I won. Now we can play it again next week.
Yeah, that's what I figured. That's what it's all about. Long as you win.
I'm just kidding. All right, guys. Have a great week. Thanks for listening. By the way, if you want to become a Radio Labyrinth Patreon member, just go to patreon.com/TimAndrews. Sign up at various different levels there. I will be updating it. So the DFTs will be included and all that stuff. DFT, if you're not familiar, is doodle from Tim, digital doodle, pop culture related. Follow us on social media at @radio_labyrinth on Twitter. We have a couple of Instagram, all of that's available, but check out the Radio Labyrinth Radio Shack. That's where you can interact with all the people who listen to the show and post memes and have fun like that. And Dustin runs that. Of course, go to our YouTube page, like and subscribe. Even if you're just a listener on your podcatchers, please go to the video page on YouTube. And again, like and subscribe, and turn on those notifications if you don't mind. Until next week, please remember to
keep it canon.